he is in the Hall of Fame in aspects. Like, I've been to the Hall of Fame. There is Pete Rose stuff there. He just doesn't have the plaque, which, honestly, is the least interesting thing about the Hall of Fame. You end up looking at all the other stuff more than the plaques. But we all know he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. You know he's the hit king. As someone, as the caller just previously said, everybody knows him. So I don't know how much it diminishes him that he's not in the Hall of Fame. In fact, it doesn't diminish him at all, really, because we all know he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. Same thing with a lot of these guys who haven't got in. Everyone knows Barry Bonds is a Hall of Fame caliber player, whether you think he's a cheat and doesn't belong in or not. Everyone knows Roger Clemens and Alex Rodriguez. These are all guys who are Hall of Fame caliber players. And for whatever reason, and Pete's is different than theirs, they're not in the Hall of Fame. And Pete was the one who signed his own band. He signed the paper. It was his idea to be banned from baseball. And then he lied for all those years. But, I mean, we don't have to rehash that conversation today. Today we could just say one of the greatest baseball players who ever lived unfortunately passed away at 83. And there is circumstances around that, but ultimately, a guy who was as fierce a competitor as we've ever seen. And again, I've never seen him play. Everything I've seen from him is on highlights. But he's someone who epitomized what we love in a ball player, right? As we're yelling about Verdugo and we're yelling about Gleyber Torres and we're unhappy with a lot of the actions of ball players today, this is a guy who went out there every single day, played every single game, was a winner, right? Winner with the Reds. I mean, yeah, sure, the Big Red Machine. Then he goes to Philadelphia, wins there. Like, he was just the epitome of a winner and the epitome of someone who played hard and brought it every single day, including even the All-Star game where he's running over the catcher. Like, he was just that kind of guy.